Okay, good morning. Happy Sunday. It's the Jolly Misfit. So I am coming to you recording from my car. I was in the house. So wait, let me rewind. Yesterday I worked. I don't typically work on Saturdays, but I worked my regular job for now. For now, it's my regular job. I worked overtime yesterday. And after that, when I came in the house, I only left one time to grab something to eat. Other than that, I was just like in the house. And I can't do too much house sometimes. It starts making me feel stuck, confined. The air gets stale. It doesn't matter if I open the windows. Basically, I have to go outside. The wind has to touch my skin. The sun has to kiss me. Outside makes a difference for me every so often. So, as opposed to sitting in my house recording, I'm outside in my car because being outside makes a significant difference. So I know it's been a little bit of time since I last came here and posted. Life has been happening as it always does and never fails, right? So I found out last week that I am pregnant, expecting a little baby. Yay, right? I have no idea. I'm gonna derail really quickly. I have no idea the directions that this podcast will take. I have no idea the people that it will reach, nor the time that it will reach the people that it does reach. But I really hope that when it reaches whoever it reaches, that they know that it reaches them on time. Yeah, I just felt that in my heart to say. Yeah, so I'm expecting. I am one of those people that when I get excited, I don't like get giddy and jump up and down like I contain my excitement. So, like on the inside, I'm jumping for joy. I'm rolling on the floor, kicking, screaming, and laughing. Don't ask me why I'm like that. I kind of just am, with the exception of when I see food. I might get a little excited and show it externally when I see food, but other stuff, like that holds a different meaning to me. I express my excitement differently. I really need to clean my car. So yeah, I think I'm about to be 6 weeks, 5 or 6 weeks, something like that. I'm looking forward to, finding out what I'm having. Every day I'm praying for a healthy, happy baby, a healthy, happy pregnancy, a healthy, happy, quick, painless delivery, a vaginal delivery that doesn't cause me problems. Every day I'm praying that I stay healthy during the pregnancy, during the labor, and postpartum. I pray a lot. Not in your typical religious way, but I pray in a way that works for me. Might not work for other people, but it works for me. I am an omnist, so I take the good from all religions and walks of life. And I apply it to my life. And I just basically tell myself, do right, treat people right, pray to God, and It works for me. I don't follow any religions or live a lifestyle where there's like so many rules and like living in fear and sheer terror of going to hell and just, it doesn't work for me. I understand that some people, they need that. Some people, they need that structure to keep them on track. I am opposite. That structure, it makes me rebel. It makes me want to do all the things that they say that I'm not supposed to do because I don't understand why. It doesn't work for me the way that it works for other people. I'm a free spirit by a long shot, by a really long shot. I'm a free spirit. And I just want to be able to be myself without feeling like me being myself, I'm going to go to hell. Like I don't like that. I lived a life like that before. I practiced a religion that just I'm not even gonna go into that. Whatever. So yeah, every day I wake up in the morning and I pray. Since I found out that I was pregnant, actually, it's not last week, it was the week before because this is a new week. So I found out 2 weeks ago. Since I've found out, it's like I add a little extra to my prayer for the baby, you know? Like, I have a lot to say, but my brain is like all over the place. But yeah. My children, they're excited, but I think it's kind of like it's so early. They can't, I have no belly. They can't really like see, touch, hear heartbeat. So I don't think that is really like hitting them. There is a bee on my windshield. A wasp. How amazing. So, over, well, I should say, since the last audio file that I uploaded, so many things have happened. But don't even know where to begin. There's so many things that I wanted to talk about. Where do I start? I need to pick one. I kind of just got on here because I'm like, you know what? It's been a while. It's been a good while since you put anything up. And you said you were going to be consistent. Stick to that. So, all right, let's talk about working with other people. So, my best friend, was it last weekend? I think it was last weekend we did a gender reveal party for her. And I have on before that, I had only ever seen gender reveals, like the videos online. I had never been to one. And so it's me, her sister, and one of her other close friends. We're working together. Now, I like in school, I never liked group projects. And it really had a lot to do with my vision. The things that I might like, other people might not like. The things that other people might like, maybe I didn't initially have the vision for it. Doesn't necessarily mean what they liked, I didn't like, but like basically trying to say my contribution might be significantly different because of the way that I view things. So, you know, the three of us collectively are trying to put this together for her. She likes really nice things, so it has to be nice, of which for me can be a little challenging because I like nice things, but like a different type of nice thing. So this whole gender reveal was a challenge for me because how do I put this? Like, you ever just have a thing that's just not your thing? It was like that. Not my thing, not because I didn't want it to be my thing, but like, just not my thing. Like, a hairdresser, her thing is hair. His or her thing is hair. But if you send them to an auto body shop, that is not their thing. So somebody gotta like walk them through it. Their contribution to doing an oil change is not gonna be the same as somebody else that's done oil changes before. All right, so boom. That type of planning, I can't even say setup, planning is not my thing because I don't know, it's just not my thing, right? So they have all been to gender reveals. They've done like party setups and stuff. Also, party setups are not my thing. So let me pause right there. I have watched videos where like let's say it's like damn, I don't know what's the title for this, but like the interior design for like weddings where they got like the flowers, the plates, like I don't know, for whatever reason that I could do. But some of this other stuff is just like, yeah, like balloon garlands. I'm gonna like I the idea of having to sit there and blow up all of those damn balloons, put them together, it just is not my thing. But my best friend is my person, so I have to make sure that even though it's not my thing, that I participate to make it nice for her in a way that she would like it because I love her and why not, right? But OMG, like inner anxiety sometimes when you're doing something that you feel like you're not good at and you have to work with other people. So like one of the instances, they said like, draft an invitation and send it and we'll pick from one of the three. Listen, I am simple. I don't like difficult shit. So like in like colors, this is another thing. Colors, like I don't understand like putting colors and shit together. So giving me the task of creating an invitation, it might sound so small to some, but to me it just was like, where the fuck do I start? Then I was juggling so many things, right? So when they tapped back into the group chat, like, hey, where's everybody at? Now I'm going on there. I'm trying to put something together, but I'm just like, what the fuck do you even pick like to put? Like, it's not easy. Like, it is like, for me, it's like, why do we need all of this extra stuff? All of these colors, all like in my head, not talking about anybody else's work, in my head, I can't fathom it. And trying to step out of my head where I like simple shit, it's challenging for people that like detail and colorful detail with a lot of the things that they do. So I picked one and I'm just looking at it like, it looks decent to me, but I know she's not gonna like it. But I don't know what else to do because I don't really know how to put this together in another way. So, we all contribute. I think mine's was like an olive green with like a light coral slash light peach white lettering and something like that. Somebody else, I think, picked something with like pink and blue and teddy bears, and basically, like, we went with like the teddy bear thing theme. But They didn't know it, but I knew. I think my best friend, after we had a conversation, like that shit was small to them, but a significant challenge to me because, like, working in groups is like one thing, and then trying to like design an invitation, and then it's the pressure of like, when she sees this, is she gonna like it? Like, bruh, I really just was like, OMG. But it's like, this is who you are, this is how you are, this is who you are, and this is how you are, right? Again, right? I know from living on this earth all the years that I have and interacting with people all my life that my vision is not the same. It's not. Which sometimes when you have to work with, sometimes, not all the time, sometimes when you have to work with other people for whatever reason, it can trigger a little anxiety because it's like, first of all, if they don't like know you, oh, forget it. Forget it. Like, they're looking at you like you got five heads because it's like, why would you put that together like that? Or, not saying that they did this, but I'm talking about my experience in my life having worked with other people, and you got a way different type of vision than the quote unquote norm. It's like, why would you do that like that? But it for me, I'm always just like sitting there trying to observe. I give my little two cents here and there. But yeah, I like doing that. It reminded me of like group projects in college, and everybody has to contribute, and then we have to come together collectively to make sure it all fits. Like that, I don't know, that's what that reminded me of. But ultimately, we put it together. The day came, we put it together. And then the weather decided, damn, I'm not gonna drop an F-bomb. The weather says screw all of that. And that rain came down with a vengeance. And like everything got wet. Then it stopped. And the sun came out. And then when the bulk of the people started arriving, that rain came down again. And then it stopped. And like in the process, it kind of was like, and I was saying to myself, like, this is why I like simple shit. Because all I could do is picture, like, if we had spent like buku money or just like planned, like, I don't know, so many other things outside, and that rain came down the way it did. Like, it messed up a nice amount of the things that we had there. We had like these boxes that spelled out baby. That rain wet it, and it was done. It was done. It was like done, done. But like, I definitely was just like, this is in my head. This is why I like simple stuff. Like, I don't like difficult stuff. That leads me on to the next topic of me liking simple shit. Like, I don't like difficult things. In regards to my baby number three, I was telling my person that I don't want nothing difficult or extreme. I want everything to be simple. And when I say simple, I mean easy. I don't need a $500 crib with 50 compartments. I don't need $300 baby bottles. I don't need remote control diapers. I don't want all of that. I've had children before, and I know every pregnancy is different. Every pregnancy is different. Every child is different. Every experience is different. But I think I've learned enough to know that it is really it, like if your circumstances allows you to be able to have your child and a good and the child is in good health, you're in good health, you need diapers, wipes, bottles, clothes, a baby bag of which you could use a book bag. I think I did that with my first child because it just worked out better for me. And something for the baby to sleep in. A swing helps, especially with their tummy problems sometimes. And other than that, like for the first couple of months, that should suffice. I don't want, basically, when I say I want things to be simple, I want to say I don't require too much. Like, how many outfits can your baby wear before they start to outgrow stuff? I'm not really crazy or into like buying cute little outfits and playing dress up, and I really I oh oh my Lord, sneakers for babies, I don't like it. I don't like wearing socks or shoes, first of all. Shit. Right, so my AirPod fell out my ear in the car under the seat, of which this Anchor app, it doesn't let you like pause and stuff. So when it fell out my ear, means I have to do a whole nother recording to pick up where I left off. So basically, I was saying, I don't like shoes. Like, I like them, but I don't. So I don't want to be in the house with socks and shoes on. I like walking around barefoot. I don't believe that babies should have shoes, like infants, newborns especially, like little infants. I don't believe that they should have shoes on their feet while they're laying down. They like to flex their feet, ball it up, curl their toes. They can't do that so well when they have shoes on. So I don't need whole bunch of shoes and like, I want to have what I need for this baby. I want to be the best mother that I can be to all of my children. And I don't know. Like, learn from the things that I did or didn't do with my other children. So, like, I also have planned to buy them my baby can read. When I had my first child, somebody told me to get it, but at the time, I was like really just thinking about my budget. And I couldn't afford it. It was like a couple hundred dollars. But in hindsight, that couple hundred dollar investment, ooh, it would have made such a huge positive impact in my first child's academics. Same with my second child. Same thing. Just like you live and you learn. Those things that I experienced with my first two children, maybe I might not experience with my next child or any other children that I have, but I do know that I don't want I just want I don't know if I'm about to deliver this the right way, like how it's processing in my head, but like I want peace. I want peace. Overall, like in all aspects of my life, I want peace. But also being pregnant, I want peace. During my delivery, I want peace. After I have this child, I want peace. I also have it planned that as soon as I'm able to, I'll get this child a passport. Because if your other children have a passport, you have a passport, the new child needs a passport. Like, I wouldn't even get one of my kids a passport without the other one getting a passport, because what the hell is that? Like, I intentionally waited until I could do them both at the same time. And so now that I'm expecting another, I think it's a boy. I would really like a boy. But wait, I want to say something so bad. All right, I'm gonna say it. So, I think it's a boy. I think it's a boy. I feel like it's a boy. Little baby Eli. And so I want to say, when baby Eli gets here, I want to get him a passport. I want to get him a passport. I want to get him. My baby can read and play it for him so that when school starts, he's at an advantage. And I want to have peace with that child, with all of my children. Like, I guess peace is like, I don't know, you just sometimes experience what you feel like is chaos or just unsettled. That's a better word, unsettled, that you get to a point where it's like, I cannot. You need peace. I'm aiming for peace. I'm going to have peace. I'm going to have it. There you go. So that's that on that. So I have been experiencing where, some people have like morning sickness. I haven't experienced any morning sickness, and I pray that I don't. With the exception of like this morning, I took my little probiotic drink, but I noticed that my stomach felt a little. And I was like, I gotta get something to eat. So I got up and got an apple. That helped. I remember my pregnancy with my second child. I had to have food on me all the time. I had to be nibbling on something every 2 hours. He was very demanding, had to eat. As a little boy now, he is very demanding. But like that was the first time this morning that I felt a little different. Typically, I've been noticing in the nighttime, I can't eat much in the night. So when I get off of work, I get home, I make my children something to eat, I have no desire to eat. My stomach feels like, I don't want to say upset stomach, but it feels unsettled. I don't know how else to explain that. And I definitely know if I eat, like, first of all, I don't even have an appetite towards the end of the day. Might nibble on some candy or maybe like a snack, but like my whole sense of taste is just this type of thing I didn't experience with my first two children. My taste buds were on target. Everything tasted fine. Now it's just like the smell of certain things, hearing about certain things. Everything has like a sweet taste to it. And if I'm not eating, I have like this weird, just weird taste in my mouth. It doesn't matter if I brush my teeth. It's again, like I said earlier, every pregnancy is different, every child is different, every experience is different. This is very different. But I'm praying that the good outweighs the not so good, and that throughout it, I can have peace. So I think that throughout the next however many months, 9 months or eight, I don't know. It's too early to be doing math. I'm definitely going to be talking about this pregnancy. This pregnancy and life and living a pregnant life, all of that. Going to be talking about all of that. I saw something online that said something about drinking warm water with okra soaked in it and lime is good for pregnant people. I have to do more research on that because I never heard of it. First and foremost, I don't like okra. It's slimy, but I think the citrus from the lime is supposed to cut the slime. And I think I've read that it's bitter, but I gotta look into that. I gotta look into it. Anywho, this is what I have to offer today. Not sure what tomorrow holds, but I do know my intentions are set to come back. Oh, so I have registered a domain for the jollymisfit.com, so I have to work on setting up a website. I'm thinking of, I don't know. I'm not gonna talk about what I'm gonna do. I'm just gonna do it. Anywho, you all have a great day.